Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. Got the day right today. Very proud. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, Kyle Wallace, a trenches guy. What's up, Kyle?
I'm excited, man. We're closer to Green Bay Packers football coming back. I am excited.
And for those who are interested in football in general, tomorrow night, Thursday night football, it's right here. Brad Nordman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. What's going on?
It's good to be back on the air today, boys.
You've already been on the air today.
Yeah, it was. I dabbled. I dabbled on the Wildy and Tausch.
Oh, that's right. You had the Weekathon today.
Boring.
Oh, Unbowl-a-thon.
Yeah. I was on there.
Held
it down for KBN.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that in a second because I want everyone in KBN Nation to hear what transpired if they did not on Wildy and Tausch. I want your reaction at 800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talking text line, because it almost feels like, you know, when you think like you have one of your own, right?
My homeboy, Brad.
Yeah.
That's my boy. That's my guy.
I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, like, Brad's part of KBN. He's been with us since, like, this is the show that started his career.
It is. He is the end.
And well, so I love the people that remember where they got their start and who the people closest
well, not
to
weekend,
them are.
Not once a weekend
gonna,
start, not a fill-in start.
If we're technicalities, Wildy and Tausch was actually the show that I got started on.
I'm just throwing out technicalities.
Just throwing out technicalities.
The first show you ever did at ESPN Wisconsin was what?
Wisconsin College.
And your co-host is
actually,
and your co-host
I did do one Rutledge and Hamilton, now Jim, Matt, and Molly before.
Oh, who was
doing
the producer
that?
Of that show?
You were the producer of that show.
And who was your co-host of Wisconsin College Game Day?
That was you, Alex Stroh.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, oh, wow. Cool. Loyalties to us. Good. Good to know. So you represented us well. Yeah.
As always.
I believe in you, Bradley.
Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, because Brad's already doing the thing right now where he's trying to let everyone know, like, oh no, my allegiance isn't to you, which is a weird way to start the show. Is like, you got your full time opportunity to do Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin, talking to the great folks of ESPN Madison, ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPN Milwaukee, and anywhere that a sports fan that loves Wisconsin sports would be listening to us on all the platforms, including the ESPN Wisconsin app. So we'll go to Wildy and Tausch, where they had the Bowl-a-thon, where they do every year. They sit back, relax. Jesse Nelson books all the guests. The guests give their bold take.
Trash Jesse Nelson. Uncreative Jesse Nelson.
The bold takes of the 2025 upcoming Green Bay Packers season. We had our own very Brad Nordman join. Here's what he had to say initially when he joined.
Have you ever been in a friend group and two of those friends are fighting with one another? You ever experienced that before?
Sure. Yeah.
That's a little bit of what we had yesterday. Uh-huh. I have my friend group on KBN, and, you know, they wanted to be invited to the party, right? I can't blame them. They wanted to be invited to the party, and they realized they weren't. So then my other friend group, Wildy and Tausch, created a little bit of rift. So I found myself in the unenviable position of being between the two of them, leading to them saying, you know what? On a whim, we're going to throw our own bowl-a-thon.
Wow.
And so that's exactly what happened. But it evolved into basically a roast of ESPN Wisconsin personalities, as sometimes it occurs on our show. But here I am on the original bowl-a-thon. Happy to be here.
No, you didn't just say the
spot
original.
The lie. Spot the lie. Under that.
What? You sound
what's
like
the lie?
You team Wildy and Tausch.
Bro,
put that in. This is KBS.
It's KBS. What's the lie?
You're not
you guys,
team guy.
Friends.
It's all one big Wisconsin family.
The hell is not. You said two friends group. We ain't friends. We family. They your friends. We your family. We spend 15 hours. Why would Brad, you smile? 15 hours.
Yeah, 15 hours.
15 hours
on
a week
together.
On air together. Yep. 20 hours a week planning a show. And
15 minutes, Kyle. 15 minutes today, and he's got him, you know, he's got him number
but
one on the
list. But you talk about loyalty. You guys talk about going far back. I go further back with Wildy and Tausch, and I do with, well, you two, not necessarily Strofe.
Just,
but
just
I go
him,
way
let
back
him keep
with
drowning.
Them.
Let him keep
way
drowning.
Back.
The original.
What's the lie?
Them.
It is the original.
He said they decided they want to.
Them.
That's
they,
also
them
true.
Over there.
Whoa.
I think, listen to that I think, for the rest of this segment.
I think there was a little bit
because I want
bit
people
of,
to know the real Brad Norton.
The real
there
Bradley.
There was just a little bit of jealousy going on yesterday. That's what it was.
To our face?
Yeah.
That is
no,
so disrespectful.
No. It's not about the jealousy. It's the fact that you wanted to be on there so bad because you want to be liked by everyone and you don't have a backbone.
I did want to go on
you don't have a backbone. What
I
said.
I got a backbone.
What the
backbone
hell you
right
do?
Now.
You went up there.
This is like some junior high stuff right here. This is guys that want to be invited to the cool party and you guys are upset
you're
that you're
not cool.
Oh, I'm cool. I'm cool.
Brad, you're the supposed definition. To be our brother.
That's done.
It is done.
It's done.
He'd rather be brothers with them old ass people.
It's not. And guess what? This segment's not done either. There's more from Brad Norton.
Please, Brad. No.
Well, I think you know Jesse
oh, is
a magician of content, right? I mean, he knows how to stir the pot.
He is good.
He knows how to create controversy. A magician of content, and so doubling down. For content purposes, is exactly what he did. He gave us an hour and a half of outstanding material. So, Jesse Nelson, I thank
you. It's true, he did.
I thank you that I'm the only one on KPN here, and they all turned down the offer.
Because it created
all,
great content for us.
I don't know how to put Jesse Nelson on the air. His voice is so annoying.
Yeah.
I host a show with Jesse Nelson, too. Wisconsin College Game Day. Tune in 2 hours before every game for the Wisconsin Badgers on these very airwaves.
I can't believe this man sat there.
Magician of content's a pretty good line, isn't it?
Jesse, the man who tried to separate and divide us, you sat there and you applauded him. You said, oh, great job, Jesse.
It was a good pivot.
You
to
are,
then add the whole reason we had our own boldest boldathon
Brett, actually,
is because
just
he,
so you know,
is because
Kyle
he texted
and I don't
me.
We're not listening to you because we don't believe a word
that's
that,
okay.
that you're saying.
Because he asked me to invite a plus one. So I invited you guys like to a great wedding. Like when we went to Ben Bruss' wedding, we all got a plus one, right? So I tried to rally the troops. I tried to bring a little togetherness. And then sure enough, there was all just anger and division.
Chris chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Brad is a phony.
Phony. Fake phony.
Why?
KBN is now KB and to be determined.
They kicking you off, not us. KBN Nation is doing that, Bradley.
So we now know the real Brad Norton. But wait, Kyle. There's more.
No way there's more, Brad. How could
what
you
else
keep
did I say?
Rolling over
I
mean, us? You threw us under the bus.
You're in the moment and you just kind of keep talking. What else did I say, Stroke?
Yeah, that is true. I think their exact Kyle's exact word was bumps their boldathon. So, I mean, I don't know.
Bumps?
That's something you take offense to.
What does that mean?
Bumps their boldathon.
Can you help me out with that? What does that mean? Bumps the boldathon.
I think that's a euphemism
for another
word.
It's a delicate way of saying forget
them. Blank them picks. Yeah. Blank that boldathon.
Kyle, really? Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Hey,
look, see where it is.
If you're going to invite me after the fact, I'm with him. Like, I understand.
How is Jason more sympathetic than us?
Wasn't that a good description of bumps them, though?
You didn't even defend me.
The point.
You didn't even defend me.
Jason defended Kyle. You sat there and fed us to the wolves.
No, there's another clip where I said, because they said,
this is all we have.
I'm just going to say, if you want to go back and listen to the full segment, there's a clip and a part of there where they say, hey, I believe you got a plus one. Didn't any of them want to come? And I said, I don't think they wanted your pity.
Well, thanks, Brad.
I guarantee
I said
you
that.
Said it just
I
like
said
that.
That.
You probably, like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, like
they're
you
pity.
Know them. You know,
I said that. So I
you
know
those
we can
guys,
pick and
they're
choose,
sensitive,
and
like,
we can be. Well, they are. You guys are being sensitive. I'm
oh,
not gonna
well,
lie.
Now
you guys are
me
being sensitive.
I don't get invited
thought,
to the party, and
thought,
my friend does. And I,
you guys give me a hard time for not having a backbone.
He got invited to the party.
No, you guys tell me.
I'm so glad
I don't have a backbone. You guys aren't having a back. You guys are jellyfish right now. You're letting Jesse Nelson dictate your emotions.
No, Bradley,
if
you had a backbone, you know what you would have said? You would have showed up and said, I'm about to waste your time.
You know, Jesse is a magician of
content. That's
magician
you.
Of content.
That's you.
I did say that.
You literally sound like you are on their payroll. Like you are out
just
there
giving credit where credit's
to
due.
Literally just push them up to the highest of heavens.
Brad,
well,
a real one?
He picked the guest well.
A real one would have said, I'm not going on without my boys.
I find it fascinating that Brad thinks that like It's about not being invited to the party. It's about him going to the party and then absolutely trashing on the people he spends
and then coming back. He's the gal or the guy in a friends group that goes to the other party, talks about him bad, and comes back like, "Hey guys, like nothing happened."
Yeah,
like, where
did I disparage your names in that? Where did I drag you through the mud?
Yeah, that is true. I think their exact Kyle's exact word was "bumps their bold."
It's true.
You should have said that.
You should have said, and you know what? I'm with them and hung up.
And you over here snitching too.
Snitching? Oh, yeah. I guess I did snitch then.
Oh, I guess I did
tell them. But you said that on air.
I did, but you told them. I can't. Listen, Brad, I can't.
I wanted to say bumps.
Oh, so you were more focused on saying bumps, huh?
Yeah.
I can't believe you went there. You kissed up to Jesse, and then you came back here like, nothing happened.
Wrong. Yeah.
That's crazy. Nothing happened. That's crazy. So what was this, not an
open relationship, just so you know.
Oh, it's an open relationship to Brad, I guess. My goodness. I
mean, if you're going to go run around, like, at least have the foresight to let us know.
You guys are my best friends.
But here I am on the original Bulbathon.
It is the original Bulbathon.
You didn't have to say that. You didn't have to toot their damn horn. They don't need that. You didn't have to say that. You should have told
them. What do they have on you? Like, Jason doesn't what? Even... You're his third favorite punter, and you still are like, "Oh, Jason, I love you so much.
You know, he is the Packer voice of Wisconsin, ESPN Wisconsin.
Did you hype us up at all? Did you say our bowl-a-thon was better than yours?
What are we? What?
Yours are my best friends.
No, I'm not asking about that.
Is a magician of content.
You said Jason's this, Tosh is that, Jesse's a magician. What are Kyle and I?
Okay, Ben is the Ben Brust is the ultimate motor of ESPN Wisconsin. Whether it be passion, energy, commitment, Ben Brust is the motor.
I don't know, it's kind of good. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. You are the motor that keeps going. That's good.
And Kyle Wallace, the ultimate reactor, the ultimate hype man, and to steal your line, the ultimate heartbeat of KBN. You still do that. You don't back down from your comments. You stay true to who you are, and you stay loyal. And Alex Stroh, I call him the maestro.
Buttering me up.
The maestro of...
Well,
are you smarter than Ben Brust?
Jesse is a magician of content.
He might be a magician of content, but you are the maestro of KBN, Stroh, back there. The maestro of KBN.
That's all you are, the maestro.
That's all you are, Stroh. You're the maestro.
Nobody knows the maestro.
No, but pull back your birthday text.
Can we get some more ice up here?
Elite energy, elite joy, and elite content brain.
Oh, yeah.
That's Alex Stroh.
The maestro. Nobody knows who's doing this. Jesse is
a magician of content.
That's magician.
You know what,
and Jesse's a magician of content.
I'm still mad at you, but. You did.
First of all, why you guys all got to put Jesse Nelson on the air? His voice is so annoying. He is. He's so annoying. I try and listen to them in the morning, Wilby and Tausch, and then I have to hear Jesse's voice, and I'm like, oh, my God, this man is so annoying. His voice just... It's whiny. He's irritating.
Do you not agree with
Don't
this?
You think Jesse needed a little bit of building up after Diana buried him yesterday?
Excuse me. He tried to bury us yesterday. He literally tried to bury us yesterday.
He doesn't
That's what
have
he
our back, Kyle. He's more worried about everyone else's feelings.
Well, right. What the heck, man? What about me? What about Ben? I represented us.
I represented the show.
So what did you say about the Boulder?
Hell of a job.
Bowl-a-thon? Yeah, you really.
I said we had our own that basically roasted people.
Did you say it was better than what theirs could ever be?
I didn't compare. I'm not in the comparison. That's a comparison trap, Kyle.
You called it the original.
It is the original.
You compare. You say, oh, but this is the original, the OG.
Oh, this is the original.
What we did yesterday was chopped liver.
I stand by that. Hey, Maestro, how you doing back there? I did forget I said that. I stand by it, but I forgot I said that.
Just composing music. You know me.
Stroh, you're elite.
Don't talk to me like that. Elite talent. I don't
joy,
want to hear from
don't you.
Excitement.
Don't you feel the overcompensation?
I want.
It's true.
When's your wife due?
Any day.
Not soon enough.
I want the old Brad back.
This new voice, Brad,
he's a jerk.
Brad is the magician of backstabbing.
Yeah!
990-3776.
That's funny.
So Brad was the feral cat all along. You've done this yourself.
Touché.
You've done this yourself, Bradley Nortman.
I don't take back anything I said. Do I wish that maybe I would have said more? To prop up and not even prop up, but just to accurately reflect what KBN is. Maybe
your game plan was to go in there and kiss as much behind of Wilden.
No, it was to give,
and he accomplished
it. To give the boldest take I could.
There wasn't a spot on any of those cheeks that weren't touched.
It was not at all. What was even your bold take?
Are we gonna play it? Okay, we're going to have to tune in. How about this? How about this? I've learned something from Ben. I've learned something from Strofe. Tune in.
You didn't learn anything from you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle, too. You, Kyle, too. Tune in.
You learn how not to react to get destroyed on social media. That's what he learned. Brad, when we were going, Brad said, wow.
Yeah. I did.
Did it again, Kyle. They own you.
I did. I was like, dang, Kyle.
You said, what about
again?
Jordan Love? You said he was injury prone.
He did try to defend me, though.
I tried.
I know what not to do.
Literally, that Brad did it again.
That's what he
well,
is.
I think Jesse is a magician awesome. Of content.
What
right?
a great, what a great line, magician of content.
Brad, the less you talk today, the happier I am. I just want you to know that.
And I hear Brad out today. Perfect.
No.
Why don't you have the magician of content come in and help with that segment?
Yeah.
Since he's so damn smart.
Do you run by him? Is he on the board of Brad? Hear Brad out.
No,
all
he didn't make the cut today. He didn't make the cut today.
Well, if you need any musical writings, let the maestro know.
Dude, the maestro of KBS. That's pretty good.
My favorite part.
That's pretty good. Maestro.
Oh man,
who wouldn't want to be a maestro? You would love the wand. You would love holding the wand. That the maestro.
Look, you might be right about that,
Brad. As Ron would say, as a king of kissing Ooh. Butt, Ron and the key.
Oh,
as the old philosopher, Ron. I am the king of kissing butt. You sounded more astonished and like better than I could ever have done as the little third grader who could convince his parents to get anything. That's how much you were kissing. Like you could get on the good graces
I was just
of Wildy and
trying
Tausch.
To be authentically.
But here I am
passionate.
On the original.
You're supposed to you're supposed to stand on business for us. You were supposed to be offended that they didn't invite anybody else from Kyle Bruster Norton. You were supposed to be offended by that. Instead, you're like, oh well, it was you picked me.
It's all about Brad. It used to be all about Ben, used to be all about Kyle, but now you know it's all about Brad.
Gets a new voice.
I was happy
that.
To get the invite. Not going to lie. Mm.
This next segment, of course, is a Brad Norton brainchild. So we're going to get to that after I beat him up in the break next.
This is Kyle Bruston Norton, KBN.
I can't believe she delegated the week.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe, the outcast of the show wearing the Power of Friendship shirt, which is very ironic for today.
That is
Brad
ironic.
Norman,
that is ironic.
You don't understand
well,
what the power of friendship
is.
Is
a magician of content.
Alex Strofe running the show, UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. Although I am disappointed in Brad, I am proud that he is at least standing on his backbone for once. Although
I don't even know if this is a backbone. This is just him still kissing behind.
Kissing behind?
Yes, you kissed her behind. You didn't have to say all that extra stuff.
Okay, I kissed your behind, though.
You're starting to sound a little too jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm just saying, dang, you didn't have to do all that.
I was just giving credit where credit's due.
He was thirsty. He was thirsty to be liked.
Man.
I think he just wanted to make sure he was invited to the party again next time. He probably was a fringe guy.
There might be truth to that. Yeah, there might be truth to that.
Fringe guy trying to show off.
Yeah. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. Everyone around me is getting cut out. Don't forget me next year.
I'm rejecting the invite next year.
All right. So, Brad, here comes an analogy, everybody. It's Kyle Bruston Norton, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. Brad, your analogy is what?
Guys, you know I'm an analogy guy, right? Starting off with the friendship analogy earlier, but this time, okay, so we know that there is a 15-year drought creates a little bit of pressure in the Green Bay Packer organization. My analogy is this pressure to not get to a Super Bowl, it sort of manifests itself into a game of hot potato. You guys know hot potato?
No, never heard of it, Brad.
Hot potato is there's something hot that you want to get rid of in your hands, and you're going to toss it to the next guy. Right?
Thanks, dude.
For those who don't know hot potato, so we can even go all the way back to like Joe Barry. Joe Barry had the hot potato in his hands, melting his skin for the longest time. Eventually, eventually Matt LaFleur just said, I'm going to take that out of your hands. I feel bad for you, right? But then Matt LaFleur had the hot potato in his hands. All last year, you were looking at, man, Matt LaFleur's making these coaching decisions. Offense isn't gearing up. But then there was a little bit in the offseason where you're like, Goody, what are you going to do to improve this roster? LaFleur threw it to Goody and said, you got to improve this roster. Goody took the hot potato and said, oh, yeah, we want to create a sense of urgency. I'm going to toss it into the hands of the players. Even though all offseason he held that hot potato in his hands, he threw it away. He threw it a mile away. He threw it as far as Brett Favre could throw it with drafting a wide receiver in the first round in Matthew Golden and then pulling off this historic trade in Micah Parsons, Goody was holding that hot potato and he has thrusted it to somebody else. Now the question is,
how come nobody else's hands were scalding and skin was falling off?
Like, nobody else
Joe Barry's was that was that was
so
right
you're
out of the
wishing
oven.
Pain and, that was, and, that was and
a,
burns.
That was a right out of the oven potato. So the question, so Goody's hands are freezing cold. He took the hot potato, he chucked it, he put his hands in an ice bucket. My question is, who holds the hot potato now? Who is under the most pressure this year? Who is holding that hot potato of pressure that they want to get out of their hands ASAP? To me, it's got to either be Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love. Probably Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. I mean, Matt LaFleur is definitely the head coach of this football team, and he has a lot of pressure to succeed, but the difference is this. Matt LaFleur has won 13 games before multiple times in a season. Matt LaFleur also was the head football coach of a team that did not make the playoffs the last season of having Aaron Rodgers. And when we had expectations that were extremely low his first year with Jordan Love as quarterback, what happened? Made the playoffs again and then backed it up with an 11-win season last year. So, yes, Matt LaFleur definitely has something to prove, but that hot potato is in the hands of Jordan Love. You'd be lying to yourself. Y'all know I'm a Packer backer, and y'all know I love me some Jordan Love, but I'd be lying
well
to you, and you'd be lying. Anybody be lying if you think that there wasn't a little apprehension about, is Jordan Love really that dude? Now, I believe Jordan Love is that guy, but last season, Jordan Love didn't have that opportunity because he wasn't healthy. There is immense pressure on Jordan Love with that hot potato in his hand to figure out how he's going to throw that hot potato for touchdown passes and make French fries. That's what I'm trying to have him make, is real good French fries. I don't know if y'all like that or not. We're trying to do analogies, but I let him French fry.
Nah, I think it worked.
But overall, Jordan Love still has a lot to prove. We all know one thing. If Matt LaFleur was fired from the Green Bay Packers, would he be sitting on the sidelines long?
Well, depends.
Hell
what that
no, he wouldn't,
like.
He wouldn't be sitting on the sideline very long.
It's one losing season.
Somebody
He's been to two NFC championship games.
Somebody would go swing get so Matt fast. LaFleur, offensive mind that was able to take this young offense to be a top 10 offense last season. It falls on Jordan Love to prove that the last 8-9 games of the 2023 football season, we're talking about 2 seasons ago, those last 8-9 games weren't just an anomaly, right? It wasn't just all of a sudden Jordan Love busting out. No, Jordan Love has to prove this season that what you saw 2 seasons ago is exactly what you're going to get every single season from here on out. And on top of that, the defense is going to get better. The defense was top 5 last year. They're going to get more sacks. They're going to be more aggressive. They're going to be a good defense. Now it is all on the arm and the shoulder of Jordan Love to perform. So yes, he has the hot potato, and I expect him to make some good out of it, but there is a lot of pressure on Jordan Love to perform. Now that the defense has their guy and Micah Parsons, it is on Jordan Love to do his thing.
This is going
to
be a fascinating reset here. Brad has created a hot potato game of the potato that you're holding being the pressure for the Green Bay Packers. Which person in the Packers organization is holding the hot potato of pressure right now?
Yeah, and to me, holding the hot potato is Matt LaFleur. He's used to holding it, and now it's returned back to him. Because when you look at Matt LaFleur, he's the only one of these kind of people that are figureheads and really important needle movers in the Green Bay Packers, whose season is really... I got a hot potato in my hands right here. Dorito Flamin', and thank you to the maestro of KBN, Alex Strofe. Doritos Flamin' Hot, not just hot. It's hot potato right here.
Are you eating them?
I think it's Matt LaFleur, and here's why. He's the only one...
It's a prop, Kyle.
It's not a prop. It's actually chips.
I know.
It's a prop. However, I would like nobody to speak unless you have the hot potato. I want you guys to play hot potato starting right now. Go.
Okay. Does that mean we have to talk quickly?
No, you just got to toss it around.
Just
talk. Oh, Kyle! Okay. Oh, yeah, you can't talk, Kyle. Oh, yay, I get free air. This is nice. This is a change. Okay. I'm going to go with Matt LaFleur, and here's why. He's the only one of, you know, Goody, but he's throwing the hot potato away. But Jordan Love, of all the other major needle movers, whose job is basically put on notice. Ed Policy said, I don't like lame duck head coaches and GMs, and he's not extended. He has an audition season, if you will, this year. Even if Jordan Love stinks this year, he's going to be the Packers quarterback next year. So to me, it's Matt LaFleur who has a lot to prove this year. We know he's a great head coach. We know he's a great head coach. But to make sure that you
damn
continue
potato already?
To do well as Matt LaFleur. Who should
Aren't
I
you
toss
supposed
it
to shut
to?
Up?
Kyle, you can't talk either.
It's Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur has the hot potato in his hand. The guy with Aaron Rodgers found success. The guy did do a great job of turning around the team as quickly as he did. I have the hot potato because I am Matt LaFleur. We all know that last year was bland and the offense did not reach its full potential. With the run game that they had last year and Jordan Love in his third season coming out here with Matthew Golden and offensive line Tucker Kraft, who's supposed to emerge as this guy, if Matt LaFleur with Micah Parsons and the defense that was somehow top 10, adding Micah Parsons, if he's not able to hold up his end of the bargain, he's made some decisions that, like, if we see 10 end arounds in a game, Matt LaFleur, I mean, come on, dude. You got to prove your worth as this offensive-minded head coach. You have the hot seat. Your job is to make Jordan Love's life easier. You were brought in here to scheme guys open, and Goody gave you enough guys that are furthest along in their career, third, fourth-year guys, a number one wide receiver drafted in the 23rd pick, and Matthew Golden has a lot of potential. It's your job to make the offense flow. So if you don't get this done and the defense looks good, it's your ass, buddy.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all are absolutely crazy, okay? Because the hot potato is really with Jordan Love. And when you talk about Matt LaFleur, I'm not going to let y'all talk about my boy Matt LaFleur like that. We ain't going to do that because the offense last year was good. And let me tell you something as well. Last year, what he did with this team, they won 11 games despite the fact that we all know that Jordan Love was not healthy last year. He was not at his best, but he still was able to get the most out of Jordan Love. That's why Jordan Love had the hot potato, because he has something to prove. And the offense being top five last year, on top of that, you know what they were? Yards per pass last year, they were top five in yards per pass play last year. And on top of that, they were seventh in total rushing yards last season. So what are we talking about? This is a top 10 team that won a football team on offense that won 11 games last year despite if they damn injury-prone quarterback, okay?
Almost caught it. Oh, almost caught potato.
It. I just don't understand.
I would like Kyle
I'm confused.
To do those same statistics and do it against teams with records better than the Packers last year, and let me know what those numbers look like.
I mean, their quarterback was hobbled. Jordan Love is a great quarterback.
You're back to making excuses.
I'm not making an excuse. I'm facts. That is a factual thing.
Hey, Jordan. Hey,
you don't have the hot potato.
I don't like this.
Quick addition to me holding the hot potato. Yes, the Packers ran the ball well. Yes, they threw the ball well. They couldn't do both at the same time. That's up to the offensive coordinator to make sure you marry these two things together so that you can kind of go back and forth and use game plans and set guys up well. It seems like, okay, we're running the ball. Okay, we're throwing the ball. You couldn't intertwine them together well. That's on Matt LaFleur to figure out how to do that.
Once again, this is crazy. I still can't believe that y'all gonna sit here. Yes, Alex Strofe.
I just realized a fundamental issue with the game we're playing. What type of chips are those, Kyle?
Nacho Flamin' Hots.
Doritos are tortilla chips.
Oh.
Not potato chips.
Oh.
It's a tortilla chip.
I got some potato chips upstairs.
Swipe this from the record.
That is crazy. But they're hot.
No, but I'm so.
It's a hot tortilla.
Flamin' Hot. Yeah.
It is
hot
Flamin' Hot, which I can't eat that anymore. It would tear my stomach to pieces.
You should eat one.
No, absolutely not.
Just
absolutely.
One.
Dude, I am 35 years old. I'm realizing
Kyle,
I can't.
You ever heard the phrase, you ever heard the analogy, to use a Brad Nortmanism? You ever heard the phrase, break bread?
Yes, you break
bread. I feel
bread
like the three of you need to break bread.
I'm not breaking bread with them.
And we're going to break.
Tortilla is closer to
hots?
Bread than it is potato.
I have bread upstairs. I'll gladly take that bread over this. My stomach can't handle anything.
Okay, you're making it too much about what we're going to eat instead of the premise that Strofe is trying to make right now. He wants us to come together, but I ain't breaking bread with this traitor.
I'm not breaking bread with the traitor.
I'll split a protein bar with you guys.
I can do that. But I'm actually very disappointed in the fact that you guys are acting like Jordan Love doesn't have immense pressure on him. Matt LaFleur
Just
has,
because we chose no, no, Matt no, no, LaFleur to have the most pressure doesn't mean Jordan Love doesn't have
pressure.
You're wrong.
Matt LaFleur.
Strofe, hot potato. You are holding the hot potato. Who is under the most pressure?
Was holding it.
Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love?
I don't have the potato.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I think it's Matt LaFleur. I'm team you guys.
I mean, it's hard for me to see an offense that's top 10 in multiple categories where we're saying, oh, he has the most pressure. Obviously, there's
who's under the most pressure in 2025? Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love? Let's put it on the Twitter poll to see how close the fans are with Kyle or with the rest of us. I'll get to Diana McGuanago on the other side. We'll get to Wheel of Strofe. Brad, do what you do best, which is talk about Carbless and nothing else.
Oh, that's right. I know we all we might not be able to agree on everything, but we can all agree that Carbless refreshes every single time. I mean, come on, guys. We got football starting this weekend at the pro level. I'm already watching my alma mater last weekend and watching the Brewers nonstop. You know what's accompanying me. And that's an ice-cold Carbless. The Nortman refrigerator is full of Carbless. That's because, you guys know, I'm a little bit choosy when it comes to what I put in my body. And I trust everything that's in that Carbless can. Not only that, but it offers me to be able to have a guilt-free sipping experience. No carbs, no sugar, no gluten, 100 calories per can and less carbonation, making for the ultimate sipping and drinking experience. And because of that, this is the fall. There's a whole range of things that you want to be able to try. Maybe it's classic cocktails. Maybe you want that margarita or Moscow Mule. It could be you want to enjoy that last soaking of summer sun. So the margaritas sound good. Maybe even more so, those fruit flavors always hit. There is truly a flavor for everyone. I think there's like more than 20, something like 25. There is something for you. So I encourage you to be like me. You go through the grocery store. You take your two hands. You pick up a couple Carbless home for you because it's going to be a weekend and an evening, you're going to want Carbless by your side. List is more with Carbless.
Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe
is next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Student Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely going to give to the College of Letters, College of
I was in life. Long week.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You need to stop being a freaking hater.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. It's Kyle Brustin-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Get the whole crew. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Alex Strofe, and Brad Nortman. Let's go to Diana McGuanago. Diana, Dirty D, what's going on?
Bradley, you tortured me this morning. I had to sit and listen to his whiny-ass voice again while you talked. You should have stuck up for your boys.
Yeah. Oh, Dirty D. Come on now. Aren't we being a little too hard on Jesse?
Let her finish.
No. The voice has got to go. He's whiny.
Well, I'm Jesse Nelson.
It's one thing coming from you guys. It's another thing coming from Dirty.
And hot potato actually is a game. I've heard of it.
Okay, good. That means the analogy stuck. And I gotta say, it's one thing coming from you guys.
Oh my god!
It's another thing coming from Dirty.
Brad.
I feel a little bit more.
The way that you made Diana feel like she had to come on here and say that she knows hot potato because you described it like it's the first day it's been invented. Everybody knows what hot potato is.
I'm just trying to, I mean, I don't know.
And if it was probably legal, I would go find a baked potato, put it in our air fryer, and toss it at you right now.
That would be an actual fun game.
I know.
I would
a little scary.
I wouldn't want to play.
Well, because I put potatoes in microwaves before to soften them up, and they get hot.
It is a game for a reason. A potato out of the microwave, I mean, it's a weapon, basically.
I wonder,
it's a grenade of heat.
Right now, I want to know where did this come from? I wonder if this is something back in the day when all they ate was potatoes. And like, hot potato. And pass it around.
We'll put Strofe on the origin of the game hot potato. But
Maestro, get to work.
Come on, Maestro.
In terms of the conversation of who's holding the hot potato of pressure for the Green Bay Packers, Jonah chimes in. It's not rocket science. If Love stinks and the Packers go 4-13, Love is still your starting quarterback next year and earning a whole bunch of money and no first-round picks to draft a new QB. But if that happens, LaFleur is seeking a new job. The pressure is on LaFleur. Yes, Alex Strofe on the origins of hot potato.
The origins of hot potato date back to the 1820s. Have you guys ever played the game Musical Chairs?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I love Musical Chairs back in the
Please
day.
Explain that one.
That's actually harder to explain.
That was well done by Benny. Musical Chairs is what Hot Potato became. Hot potato used to be you would sit in a circle and somebody would sing music, and whoever wound up with the hot potato in their hand would not only get burned, but they would also lose hot potato.
Oh, damn.
They were evil back in
wow.
the day.
Wow.
That's crazy. Them folks was crazy.
We got softer as a society.
And then instead we decided to knock mascots out of chairs and whatnot.
I love musical chairs. Back in the day, dominant.
Bro, I was also dominant.
Okay, okay. Wait, we're not going to have a musical chair off right
we
now.
We should.
Oh, I know what I'm slow for.
Let's play musical chairs right now.
We should. We should do it during
That's a bad idea.
No, that's a great
no,
idea.
No, it's not.
Actually,
because
I don't want to work.
Yeah, I'll be throwing that. Like, I'll throw my body around and I'll get hurt. No, I'm telling you.
There you go. Used to boxing out.
I'm not standing. I'm not playing this game.
Kyle's moving.
How are we? There's four chairs and there's three of us. We can all find it.
Yeah, we got plenty.
For your chair. Get up.
We
got
plenty.
So these two chairs we're playing hot potato with.
That's correct.
Oh, we can't do this on air. We got to do a radio show. This is fun.
Why do you think I tried to continue to do the show?
I can't hear the Kyle music without my headphones.
That was fun.
I'm mad at all of you.
That was fun. The music.
We're
the
getting
great
good
song.
Answers about who is holding the Packers hot potato of pressure.
It's Jordan Love. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and right
yeah, sure.
now everyone is against you, and you're used to that based off of your stances that you have on injury proneness and selfishness
know.
Of the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Well, so just again,
and now he's got the most pressure. So you just don't like Jordan Love.
No, I think
based off the history of
I have
what
a Jordan
you said,
Love jersey. Do you?
That's great.
You have an Omaha Beef Matt LaFleur jersey.
Just because you have the relevance of the conversations you deflecting
no,
from the
I
fact
lo-
that
I love
you called him
love.
Selfish, you said he's injury prone, and now you're saying he has the most pressure. You have it out for him. Just say it. It's
nope,
weird.
No,
you got a weird fetish with him.
Well, to me, last year, when I think about it, Jordan Love didn't play all season last year. And did we lose a single game when Jordan Love did not play?
No.
Okay.
The competition
was
that good,
though. Wait a minute. Malik Willis was said to be garbage, bad, can't throw. Struggles to play football. What did he do? He won two football games. Regardless of who the competition was, he still was able to rise to the occasion and run that offense. And so all I'm saying is who—
Way to throw
who,
the regardless who, of who the competition
who,
is, because that's you telling
minute,
us that
who,
you know that he
listen,
beat subpar teams.
Brad, how hard is it to win week in, week out and not lose to any bad teams? And they lost to the Bears at the end. But how hard is it to win against any team in the NFL, but on top of that, without your starting quarterback?
I mean, it's not easy. You're not wrong there. No team is— Truly enough.
And you're talking about Stroh is a maestro. The game plan that was put together against the Titans and put together against the Colts was magnificent by Matt LaFleur, was it not?
It was magnificent, but he only had to throw the ball like 15 times.
Well, that was by design. That's what I'm saying. The dude was magnificent last year. And so, again, I love them both.
We've gone so far away from the overall point of what matters for this season that
Jordan
you're using
Love.
Malik Willis to put
because
Matt LaFleur
of,
away from pressure.
You have to use past history to show that Matt LaFleur actually did a really good job last year as an offensive mind and as a head coach of a football team that won more football
Kyle,
games last year.
You're lying
than
to yourself if you think that offense was as good as they should have been with the way that Josh Jacobs was able to effectively run the football.
Their quarterback
they
was
themselves
hurt.
Said they couldn't figure out in Josh Jacobs' first year how to effectively utilize play action.
Their quarterback was hurt.
Yeah,
that falls on Jordan Love.
That falls on the coach.
That falls on Jordan Love. So I'm not saying Jordan Love is going to rise to the occasion, but I'm telling you, Jordan Love has more pressure on him this year to succeed.
Are you saying
he has proven nothing so far
Kyle,
in the NFL.
Are you saying if the Packers go under 500, miss the playoffs, which is what I think would need to happen for actually LaFleur to get fired or maybe to be questioned about the quarterback, you're saying that it's more likely that Jordan Love would be replaced next year than Matt LaFleur?
No. But what it will be is this. If the Packers go under 500 this year, and Matt LaFleur gets fired or whatever it is, everybody's going to be saying, is Jordan Love the guy? If the Packers are under 500...
That's not the question. The question is who's under more pressure.
The pressure
Clearly,
is on,
it's Matt LaFleur. If they stink, he's gone.
You can't get rid of your quarterback just like that, but the pressure is on Jordan Love to perform because if he doesn't perform this season, he may not be the franchise quarterback that I believe that he is. That's all I'm saying. We know Matt LaFleur is a hell of a coach. Matt LaFleur get another job. Let Jordan Love have another bad season this season, or not bad, but let him not perform up to what we think he's supposed to this season and then follow up next season, guess what? He's going to be a journeyman the rest of his career. I don't think that's going to be the case. I believe in Jordan Love, but I'm saying two seasons like he had last year, subpar seasons, he ain't a franchise guy if he plays like that. And we know that.
Ron and the Key chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. Next week on Hear Brett Out, we're going to get a game called Tag, and he's going to explain us how that game works. We've now learned hot potato, musical chairs, and tag for the first time in our lives all together here today. Tell us how to protect ourselves, Kyle.
Oh, yes, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that, and it's with American Family Insurance, and the perfect Packer game starts in Title Town at American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, this is what you can do, KBN Nation. You can grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in Protect the End Zone, their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable. Only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. And if you're looking for car insurance or homeowners insurance, go to amfam.com today to find an agent near you or get a quote instantly online. That is amfam.com today.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofer on the show, UKB Nation, 800-990-3776. We'll move Wheel of Strofe to next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
DKB. They get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do that, they need to allow
That's
me to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Time now to hear from Alex Strofe. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. UKB Nation, as always, at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. See our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It's time now for the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroonie on the Wheel of Strofe. I'm Alex Strofe. I'm your host of this wonderful game. You guys ever hear of hide and seek before?
Oh, I love
it. What about kick the can?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Kick the can.
You ever played Hangman before? Oh, they should probably change that name.
Yeah, that's probably a good point by you. Yeah. But yeah, great game.
It's classic. It has classical, you know.
How about 7 minutes in heaven?
Wheel!
Wow!
Strofe!
Only needed three.
Ben doesn't know what that is.
I think I can put two and two together, guys.
He's just staring at us with a blank stare. He's just locked in a gym.
I was just wondering.
Spin the bottle? You ever hear that one?
I've never played Spin the Bottle.
Really?
It's a very nerve-wracking game.
It sure is.
It's very nerve-wracking.
It's kind of a rite of passage.
Here's the thing. I don't want to sound insensitive. But like... there was always the one you definitely wanted to
land on. No one wants
to
land on the one, of course.
Well, no, there was one you definitely wanted to land on, and then it would always land on the one you didn't want it to land on.
This game's kind of gross, though.
It's a wild game of roulette.
I don't want my children playing
that. Mono makes sense.
Yeah, it's very true.
What makes sense?
Mono.
What's mono?
Come on.
Oh, God.
The sickness?
Mononucleosis, I believe it's called.
Oh, I thought it was a game. I thought we were still talking about games.
It's a kissing disease.
I didn't realize this. This is not a joke. He doesn't know a lot of stuff. I mean, even the context of kissing and mono, you would think it just clicked.
Wait, hold on. Who is the Parker family?
Oh, this is my dad's side, my grandma.
How many cousins does he have?
I told y'all the musician, his last name was Parker.
You've got a lot of cousins.
I told y'all that. The musician, who I forgot his name now, my cousin.
He said he made Elvis and
He did make Elvis, and his last name was Parker. I told y'all that.
He made Elvis?
Yeah. Oh, you weren't here for that. Yeah, he made Elvis.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's something.
All right.
Oh!
Stop, Brad. Strofe, take over.
Can we move on to a
This
real
is
topic?
Your fault because you got
Tom
distracted
Parker?
By...
No. Wait.
Brad!
Okay, sorry. We'll talk in break. Because I want this history lesson. That's Elvis. That's not nobody. That's the king.
It is.
Elvis.
Yep. My cousin made him. You're welcome.
Wow. This segment needs to end. I want to hear this story.
Segment hasn't started.
That's true.
All right. Kawhi Leonard, the Los Angeles Clippers, $28 million of skirting the luxury tax and salary cap. Kawhi Leonard had a fake business. Steve Ballmer made a fake business. The owner of the Clippers sent him $28 million a year. This got released this morning by Pablo Torre, and Pablo Torre finds out. I've been waking up in the middle of the night, like 5 o'clock every day recently. I don't know why.
It's not the middle of the night.
For me, it is.
For you, probably.
and I've been up since 5 o'clock today, so sorry if I'm a little loopy. But I saw this video get tweeted, and it was the first release of it, and I went, huh? Okay, that sounds kind of weird. I didn't realize the like levels of fraud this is.
That's really bad.
KL2 Enterprises or something like that. It's crazy. Did you guys read about this? This is nuts.
Is it illegal? No. Is it illegal because of the NBA terms, or is it illegal in like federal court terms?
I think yes and yes.
Yeah.
Sounds like you really did a lot of digging when you saw this.
Brad's the smart guy. If I did this for my taxes, would I go to jail?
For sure, it's illegal from the NBA standpoint, right? Because it's sort of going around the salary cap, yeah. Right? I'll pay you on the side to help you get there. From like a legal, like a fake business standpoint, it's not my area of expertise, but it sounds illegal.
Who got $28 million just to give to somebody like that?
Steve, co-owner of Microsoft,
on top of his salary.
Microsoft, bro.
I guess Steve
Ballmer's like one of the 10 richest.
Broke.
He's like one of the. That's true.
Yeah.
He's like one of the 10 richest people in the U.S.
That's crazy. $28 million, like nothing. No.
Kyle, he's like a multi-billionaire.
I get it, but I don't understand it.
Well said.
That's fair.
That makes sense for a lot of things you say on the show, actually.
Net worth is $153
billion. Crazy.
What's $28 million in a percentage of $153 billion?
That's what I want to find out.
Nothing.
Is there 26 enough? Million.
You have to turn the phone sideways.
I do. There's so many digits.
It is.
Divided by 153 billion.
No, million. Oh, no, billion.
Wait, I messed up.
Oh,
I got it. I got it. You said 158 billion?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's million.
I'm going to go 0.001%.
More zeros. More zeros.
Yeah, 0.00016.
Oh, my gosh. That's unreal.
It's not even a percent. Right. Good for me.
It's not even a percent. 28 million ain't even a percent.
No.
Jesus.
So it's 0.016%. So if you had a net worth of 100 grand, that's equivalent to
a couple dollars.
Yeah, $16.
What?
Wealth explained on Kyle Bruston Ortman.
Isn't that crazy?
What?
You're telling me 100 grand. Ballmer gave Kawhi Leonard $16.
That's correct.
Yeah.
In terms of 28 million.
Ben shook it down for more than that in a week.
$16.80.
Ben,
that's all he gave him.
Now you understand why I can't give you all that money.
28 million. That's 60 bucks.
Well, hold on a minute. Ben's got the net worth of 2 million, so he should be giving us each like
$60.
I do that sometimes randomly.
Well, you do owe me $50.
You owe me $5 too.
Brewers.
What are you five for?
Oh, yeah, Brewers.
We made some bet on the Brewers game.
Oh, sure. Just in my backpack.
Just yeah.
Just go snoop through my backpack.
All right.
Are we going to get to another topic?
You have one.
I really thought Ben would have something. He said nothing except wealth.
Well, I'm fascinated.
That is the most staggering stat of the show.
This is like an unbelievable story. You guys got nothing?
No, forget the story. The story is the fact that in comparison to a $100,000 salary, $16 is the equivalent of what Ballmer gave Kawhi Leonard of his net worth.
Yeah.
I tried to tell y'all, I'm so broke. Y'all didn't understand why when you shake me down for $10, just remember that. Okay? Just remember that. That's a lot.
It's 0.001%.
It's a lot.
The percentage. Yes, you're correct.
On the percent basis.
It's a lot for
percent math basis. Show.
I'm a math guy.
Are you?
Some would say.
I love numbers.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you only got one for the day? That's all you prepared?
I'm still dying for the Elvis story.
Oh, Junior Parker, my cousin.
Junior Parker.
Yeah. I hate it here.
Stop acting like you know who Junior Parker
is. No, but.
I told this story. I'll tell it again. The song Mystery Train by Elvis Presley. Well, one of his great songs. One of his eight great songs.
So you really wanted to know the story, but you don't
know. He made the song, and Elvis asked him for the song, and he helped.
Did he ask him or did he steal it?
He asked him. Oh, okay. No. Elvis.
Because Elvis was.
Elvis, he appreciated blues, the black blues. He did.
But Elvis is allegedly stole some music.
Nah, Elvis, he loved the black blues.
I'm glad Junior Parker and him were.
Yeah. He just had to abandon them in order to sell tickets.
Ah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good back then.
Not good, Elvis.
We're back in 2 minutes.